Get a jump start on 2024 in a new Kia from Robert Brogdon's Olathe Kia. Shop their large selection, including the new Sorento, Niro, and Soul models. You'll score big with low prices, trade assist cash, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit OlatheKia.com.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John, Nate Bucati, Jake Pounders.
I'm glad we're not on TV.
Curse words out there for you to
it's the official video.
A lot of good stuff.
Oh. What? I didn't dump that either. Sorry, Drake.
Is this thing on?
A lot happening right now.
Fail.
A lot going on here, I can tell you that.
Minutes after television.
Jake's in the juggling a lot of balls in there, so I don't...
He's definitely juggling a lot of balls.
Oh, no.
So, big Sunflower Showdown tonight.
Sunfeller Showdown.
Huh.
Level of excitement from a scale of 1 to 10, please.
8.5.
I'm up there, too. I think this is an incredibly impactful game for the Big 12. I mean...
How did it feel for the first time ever to answer 8.5 to a question?
It felt pretty good.
Yeah, he goes, 8.5.
2.25.
Yeah.
Maybe 4, I don't know.
On a good day.
If I arch my back.
Yeah, I should go back home now. I'm so serious. The way I feel, I should go back home. I should have never showed up today. All right? I'm in one of those moods,
you know,
man.
What? Yeah. Yeah, just set the tone on this segment.
You agree? Yeah, you started it.
Yeah, it's my
fault. That's what we're going to do.
Bruno Mars, man.
Let's go.
He's following the lead.
Right. Bruno Mars, keeping it rolling.
Right.
Right. So.
Is it hot in here?
Yeah.
I take the scarf off.
Yeah. Yeah. I like when you produce a show with a scarf on.
I did. It's a smart scarf. You know?
Very hipsterish of you.
Cashmere. You know what? I'm disappointed how the mustache is becoming a hipster thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
That's trying a little too hard, isn't it?
I mean, it's
no, I mean, that's the deal.
Mustache and beards, they've been in forever, man.
Right, right.
They've always been around. I mean, you look like back, you were a mustache because of Tom Selleck.
Right? And my father. I never saw not a single day in my life did I see my father without a mustache.
Oh, dude, I can't.
Ever.
At least right now, I can't ever shave my beard because people ask me if I will. One time, so the girls are 9 now.
Right.
One time in 9 years, I shaved my beard.
I remember that. It's for the...
just to have some fun.
But didn't you go to a concert with Richard?
Well, I took when Richie was...
Pitbull.
Oh, it's been a while, yeah. We went to go see Pitbull and Enrique Iglesias, and so we both wore suits. And
you went down to the goat, right?
No, I went down to nothing.
Oh,
right?
You completely clean.
And so the girls see me, and they actually saw their father's face, and they screamed,
right.
And cried, covered that thing
up.
And
then their mom said, "See,
right? See, this is why he wears a beard, girls. This you don't want to see this." And so they begged me, and so I never. And so I'll ask Julia, like, "Hey, can I shave it?" No. No.
I think I might have freaked out too if I ever saw my dad without a mustache.
Right. That's exactly right.
I think I really would have.
Yeah, my dad always had facial hair. He always had a beard or a mustache or whatever. So, no shaving of the beard for me as long as my girls won't let me.
Right.
But that's fine. But, you know, the mustache, a standalone mustache, it's not everyone can pull it off.
No.
But if you do, then you are a man among men.
Right.
You're like Magnum P.I.
Yes.
Oh, Danny Klingskill had a mustache for the first several years that I knew him,
and
then
always
got rid of it.
Well, see, Danny with a mustache is just he runs the town, really.
Right.
I feel like.
Right.
It's quick and easy, and your car gets a thorough hand job.
Right.
Mustache or no?
Not okay.
Exactly. So.
So yeah, my excitement level's at 8.5 for this game tonight.
Did you watch any of the Pro Bowl?
No, not a single second. And I guess I saw a highlight on Twitter of Alex Smith throwing a pass to somebody, but I didn't. I almost tried not. I tried to scroll past it before I could even see the highlight because that's how strongly I feel about not watching the Pro Bowl.
Jake, did you watch any?
Yeah, I mean, I tuned in for a little bit.
Was it good?
Yeah, I mean, it's not real football. I mean, it's
So you chose to watch Alex Smith play one more time in a Chiefs helmet?
Well, I'm hoping
this is it.
I'm hoping because you remember that last time I ever saw him throw a pass in a Chiefs uniform or a Chiefs helmet? I do. And, geez, I savor that.
We'll see.
Well, probably going to be wrong, but...
Right.
And that sounds pretty terrible and mean and cruel, but I'm just... we all know that I've never been the biggest Alex Smith supporter. That's not it's not really hidden here on this show. But I have nothing against the guy. I think he's done well for the city, and he's done well for this franchise, but it's time to move on. And so the waiting is just, I thought they should have moved on last year, but they didn't. They did the right thing. They drafted a young quarterback that we can hopefully look to move this franchise forward, and I think we're all excited for that, and I think we'll all be incredibly disappointed, understatement, if that doesn't happen.
Did you happen to see what Von Miller did to Kareem Hunt?
No.
I did not.
We've got to, there's an interview out there, Jake, if you Google that, he was being interviewed after the game, and apparently he had some fun with Kareem Hunt, a rookie lesson for the Chiefs running back. This is his first Pro Bowl, obviously, his rookie season. Hell of a season. What a way to finish it up for Kareem Hunt. Von Miller charged all of his room service to Kareem Hunt. So, and I kind of like that. I don't like the Denver Broncos, and I'm no fan of that football team, but I respect that. I get it.
It seems like something Pounders would do.
I like it, right?
I love it. I do love it.
Do it. Right? So I wonder what he got. Because, first of all, we all know room service is not cheap.
No.
No, way overpriced.
Five bucks for a Snickers bar.
If you want to get into it, you can get into it.
I mean, you can get into to triple digits really easy.
Yeah, see, I'm thinking he probably over-ordered.
Yeah, especially if you start ordering the booze.
Maybe a bottle of something or whatever else. So we'll play that.
You gotta stay under an alias, don't you?
He talked about it in an interview at the Pro Bowl, so we'll play that for you. But I like that. I don't like the Denver Broncos, and I don't like. You know what though? I like. See, everyone loves Peyton Manning in these commercials, and I can't stand Peyton Manning in any commercials. This probably because I just don't like Peyton Manning, right? But then when I see him, I usually don't get influenced as far as, hey, someone's going to endorse this on TV, like a player. That doesn't,
Yeah.
But I will, if Peyton Manning endorses something, I'm out.
Yeah, you're boycott. Not getting nationwide insurance.
Right, I pretty much stay away from that. But I like Von Miller's commercials. He makes me laugh in his commercials.
You want to get some Old Spice.
Right?
Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, it does. It does Old Spice.
Right, when he tells the coach he's delicate. Yeah. And the coach, I mean, I don't know. Von Miller seems like he's a funny guy.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't he get the custom bottle of wine for all of the opposition in the AFC West?
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, hell, you say it. Wish he was a Chief.
So speaking of Broncos that you wish were a Chief, your buddy Seth Kizer spent a lot of time last night breaking down game film of Aqib Talib and talking about why he would be a great fit for the Chiefs because he believes that the Broncos will be releasing Aqib Talib. And I don't know if you happen to pay attention. He listed all kinds of links and breakdowns of Aqib Talib and the way he played last year and how he'd be the perfect addition for the Chiefs defense.
Yeah, I don't think the Chiefs are in any position right now to make any moves in terms of additions to this team with the salary cap now.
They got to create some salary cap space, man.
We can all think of one way that would create a lot of space.
We can think of a lot of things.
Let's hear...
including getting a new defensive coordinator. That makes sense.
Well,
That's silly.
That wouldn't create any salary cap.
No, but I'm saying things that make sense. Here's what makes sense. And they don't.
Right,
do
you got to stop doing that with the things that are going on right now. Because not everything. That
take
makes,
a step back and react to what actually happens.
That appears to make sense is happening with the Chiefs right now. Let's hear from Von Miller at the Pro Bowl on NFL Network.
Who on the AFC team is going home with the biggest tab of the hook? We know these young guys come in. Everybody gets the tab. Who has the biggest tab?
The biggest tab.
Yeah. Who did y'all send all the meals to? All the times at the pool this week.
Okay, I gotta confess.
Okay, that's it. Let's get to the good stuff.
I found out Kareem Hunt's room, and I just put my stuff on Kareem.
There we go.
You know, he's a chief, and he's a rookie too. But you know,
they gotta get it.
You know, so I love you guys, though. I love y'all, man. But you know,
that $60,000 paycheck is gonna help.
It's gonna help Kareem a little bit.
What did you think of the car?
I thought it was amazing. You know. Anything free, it don't matter.
F-R-E-E.
It don't matter free. If it was a t-shirt. You know, I won that, and I'm very appreciative and grateful to have it.
Now, Cole wanted to know if you pay taxes on that car.
I don't know yet.
We're going to have to
Yeah, we need to figure that out.
I can tell you this. Those taxes would be a lot cheaper than buying it brand new.
Yeah, so that's perfect.
We'll take it.
You know, you already know. You know, as a player, you can always use an extra whip at the house.
Absolutely.
You know? So it's great.
The more whips, the better.
It's great, and this one's free.
So Kareem Hunt, we'll have to ask him about that when we get a chance to talk to him again on the show. Exactly how steep was that bill? How much he had to pay for Von Miller's room service? And so how long did there for a whole week, right?
I don't know if it's the whole week. I don't know how many days it is. The skills competitions and all that other stuff. But they get $60,000. That's their bonus.
Yeah, that's the winner's bonus for the Pro Bowl.
So hopefully he didn't spend more than $60,000 in room service. Kareem Hunt will come out ahead.
That's pretty good.
I love that kind of stuff. I just, you know.
What, charging room service to other people?
Yeah, then, you know.
No, it was funny. Just
welcoming guys into the league.
Right. And so then the story of the Denver Broncos and John Elway perhaps being interested in Kirk Cousins. Or Alex Smith. It seems like we've had this conversation many times, but now it's a little bit different now. If you're a team that's out there that needs a quarterback, would you rather give up a draft pick and get Alex Smith or sign Kirk Cousins to a huge contract?
I think it depends on what your situation is. Because if you're a team that maybe has a young quarterback or is thinking about drafting a young quarterback, maybe you go with Alex Smith because, you know, he's only on a one-year deal and you can transition to the next guy.
But if you give up a draft pick for him, aren't you trying to sign him to an extension?
I guess it depends what kind of draft pick you're giving up.
Like, say for instance, Joe Thomas. Wonderful offensive lineman of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
He is campaigning for the Browns to sign Cousins.
Yeah.
It's like when you heard the interview with, was it Aqib Talib? When they're asking about the possibilities of Alex Smith.
Yeah.
Chris Harris as well, coming to the Broncos. Neither one of them were interested in Alex Smith coming to the Broncos.
Yeah, Aqib Talib was gushing about Patrick Mahomes. Then they said, what about Alex Smith? You think he could turn his team around? He's like, nah, I don't know. Nah. He didn't say anything that would make it seem like he thought that they would help the Broncos win.
Well, I mean, that's significant when you listen to other players. I mean, there's guys that play against them. And so like Joe Thomas told ESPN, we have $118 million in cap space. We have plenty of money to do what we want. $118 million in cap space. But I would actually sign Kirk Cousins, and then I would use the first and fourth pick on the best players available, probably Saquon Barkley and one of the defensive players. So all of a sudden, you're a heck of a lot better immediately overnight. See, now I like that. You ask players, hey, do you pay attention to the draft? What do you think? Oh, you know, I trust the team. I try not to, you know, that's not my job. You know, I focus on what I want. Joe Thomas, well, we should sign this guy and then take the running back number one and the defensive player, and then we're good. And we got 118 in salary cap space. But yeah, none of our players do that. There you go. So, what about that, Joe Thomas? Because the Browns are that's one of the teams everyone's touting as a possible landing spot for Alex Smith, and Joe Thomas wants Kirk Cousins.
I guess Cousins is younger than Alex Smith. last year he put up much better numbers than Smith. This year, Smith's numbers were a little better than his.
Just last year?
Well, this year, Smith had a better year than Cousins. So
it's the third straight year for throwing over 4,000 yards, and Alex Smith did it for the first time in his career this year.
Right.
And so the only person that I've heard campaigning for Alex Smith, like a player, is Mitchell Schwartz. But then he started his campaign by declaring Alex Smith the best quarterback in the NFL, and so then I didn't listen to the rest of his comments. Because then that, you know, that kind of takes my ears out of the running. When it starts with that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Because I feel like, you know.
A number one rated passer,
yes,
you know.
Right. Do you think he's the best quarterback in the NFL?
No. No.
Because if you do, I mean, jump on it, man.
I do
find. Which means you would ignore the guy that's going to be playing on Sunday from New England.
That's silly. It's so silly.
He's in the NFL.
The question of Kirk Cousins versus Alex Smith, I think, is a little bit more difficult.
Oh, I think it's a very interesting question.
Yeah.
Especially if you add in, like for Cleveland or someone, that if you would have to give up a draft pick. If you're just talking about if they're both free agents, that's one thing. But you do have to factor that in if you have to give up a draft pick for Alex Smith. But then again, we still don't know. Because now more people are starting to write. They're leaving themselves some wiggle room. Like, well, the Chiefs might cut him if they can't find a suitable trade partner.
Yeah, I mean, some of it depends on how much of a draft pick are you willing to give up. And also,
but see, I think it's going to be in the middle. I think it's going to be a draft pick, but it's not going to be what people think it's going to be. Someone's going to give up a draft pick just so they can get him, and they don't have to recruit him as a free agent. But it's not going to be anything that's going to be mind-blowing.
Well, the other thing is,
and people will be mad at the compensation.
But the other thing is that if you trade for Alex Smith and work out a contract extension, you're going to have the leverage of the fact that he only can negotiate that contract extension with you. You know, where Kirk Cousins can go to the highest bidder. Every team in the NFL can throw him an offer, which means he's probably going to get paid. And Alex Smith, more likely, if you trade for him, you work out a contract extension with him, it's going to be for far less money. I would think.
Is it?
I would think.
So now you just touted him as the number one rated quarterback in the NFL. Do you think he's going to be out there looking for a decrease in salary?
No, I don't think he's looking for it. But like I said, the difference here, again, what you're talking about, though, is that Cousins is a free agent. He can talk to everybody. That's a bidding war is what drives up your price. And Alex Smith can't have a bidding war for his actual salary because his only recourse is to play the year out. And become a free agent after that, which is what Kirk Cousins did. So maybe Smith could do that. But if you want to sign it to a long-term deal, you've got the leverage of the fact that nobody else can negotiate with him. And he's 33 years old. So he's starting to run out of opportunities to sign one more big contract. So
he says not even thinking about retirement. He can play. Well, he wants to play for a long time.
I think he can. But, you know, he's 33.
If you're one of those teams trying to trade for him because you don't think you can get him on the free agent market, isn't there a chance he doesn't want to go play for you, so he's not willing to sign an extension?
There's a chance, but I think there's also – I don't think that you're only trading for him if you think that he would never sign with you. It's that you don't have to compete with anybody else in terms of paying more money.
Again, I'll use Cleveland as an example. They're a different animal because if they wanted to, they could give him way more money than anyone else because of – it's just they have
– the cap room.
They have everything. Right. They have $118 million in cap room. They have all these
– They're probably going to have trouble staying underneath the floor.
Right.
You know, above the floor. Yeah. I mean, they're going to have to overspend money just to stay above the minimum cap.
Money, compensation, opportunity. They can go after whoever they want, however they want, whenever they want.
I mean, this is going to be a pretty interesting – I mean, the more and more you look into Cleveland like this – they have a chance to do some.
Right.
I mean,
the point is, Cleveland can have whoever they want.
Right. They're going to be in a really interesting spot.
They can have any quarterback in the draft.
Right.
They can have any quarterback in free agency. They can have any quarterback via trade because they've got all the ammunition. They could have any quarterback right now that's available.
Yep.
So who do they want? And who is calling the shots as far
as Dorse
is picking the quarterback? We think it's Dorse. He gets to call the shots now. Who does Dorse want?
I mean, I go back to the fact that he walked in here to a team that had won two games. They traded for Alex Smith, and the team went, what did they do, win 10 or 11 the very next year?
What I could have, should have, would have, who knows?
I wonder what he...
You got to be fair, though. It wasn't just Alex. I mean, there was a lot to that went into this team winning that many games. And a lot of it had to do with Andy Reid.
Andy Reid handpicked Alex Smith.
Right.
That was his acquisition. But I wonder, that is a fascinating question, what John Dorsey really thinks of Alex Smith.
Right.
We're about to find out, right?
You're very matter-of-factual this morning.
I try to be. Very much so. Alex Smith says that he was extremely frustrated and bummed to be having the end-of-season meeting right after the Titans loss because they didn't expect to be in there. A very sudden ending to the season. And so when he had that conversation with Andy Reid the previous year after the Steelers loss, Andy Reid said, hey, you're our quarterback next year. Let's go get him. The time's yours. This year, they didn't get to that part of the discussion. They said because everything was so fresh and they were so disappointed and this was such an unexpected ending to the season. And so there wasn't that. Do you think that means anything? That Andy Reid didn't make that statement to him in the exit interview?
Yeah. Yeah, that means something, I think.
I feel like I've got a lot of ball ahead of me. I feel like I'm really young, Alex Smith said. So for me, I feel like I'm just getting better and better.
Well, he just had the best year of his career.
Right.
I don't think that's an outlandish statement, and I think he can play for a while.
That just plays into how much, how long of an extension people are going to want to give him and everything else, you know what I mean?
Right. But he takes good care of himself.
He runs underwater with big rocks and boulders.
Right. He's very fit.
Have you ever done that? Does that make you want to do that?
No. Yeah. Well, I don't think I could.
Mm-hmm. You probably could. Jake, you look sad now. Hey, this is what everyone was asking him at the Pro Bowl, so fresh comments.
They're going to end up keeping him.
Do you really believe that?
Starting to.
Or are you just being negative?
They're going to trade him.
Or are they going to cut him?
You're so sure.
I am.
Okay. I want to have your faith.
I think it's probably that we're still reeling from the Bob Sutton estate.
Absolutely. There's a big portion. There's absolutely a big portion of
a little bit
that goes into my feeling right now.
It's put a little damper, a negative cloud, and then the loss and everything else. It's tough to be really positive right now.
Well, it's just it's kind of opening up that wound back up.
We didn't think we were going to be here. Great.
Go win the game. You won't be there. Don't blow an 18-point lead. You won't be there.
I feel like the Bob Sutton issue is almost a bigger problem than the Alex Smith problem, so that upsets me greatly.
There's argument to be made for both sides, but the way that he handicaps this team with his cap number, I don't know which one's worse. You can make an argument for either one.
Sam Mellinger wrote a really good column again about the Bob Sutton situation over the weekend. We'll talk to Sam about it in the 8 o'clock hour. Really, really good. And I don't think this will cheer Jake up, but I'll read it anyway. Just because people want to know, we're so down on Bob Sutton for, Eric Berry was hurt. He didn't have the right players. In 5 years, he's coordinated blown leads of 18 and 28 points, two of the worst five playoff collapses in NFL history. In his fifth year on the job, his group was 28th in yards, 27th in yards per play, 24th in yards per pass, 24th in yards per rush, 23rd in third downs. I mean, you just keep going.
Right.
You just keep, you can just keep all these, you know, you search for all these different numbers and none of them are good. All, you know.
That's why I say he's a bigger problem than Alex Smith.
And then in the playoffs, it's, you know. Right. And that's why you can understand
crazy.
If you think that's a bigger problem and they didn't do anything about that, right. Why there's some.
Just got to take it up a couple notches, according to Andy Reid.
And so that's why we're hesitant to just assume they're going to do something that appears to be
the right thing to do.
Inconceivable!
That's what they'll tell you to do.
Yeah. So I don't. I'm not only predicting that they're going to make this move because it's the obvious thing to do. I'm predicting it because I feel like that everything that they set in motion with the trade for Patrick Mahomes last year is leading to this. I think this is part of their plan all along. Firing Bob Sutton was not part of their plan, right. So they didn't do it. As crazy as that is, in my opinion.
We will have Herm Edwards on the show next on Sports Radio 810 WHB.